Okay, so we saw last time how the Torah at the beginning of Parshat Balak basically sets up for us this showdown between two conflicting views of the world. There's the ideology of paganism, of Avodah Zarah, which is essentially the belief of Balak, and more importantly, the belief of Bilam, who, even if he is not exactly, we'll see this as we go through Bilam, even if he's not exactly an idolater, and he seems to recognize the true God, he remains a kosem, he remains one who believes that he ultimately can control the development of events. That, to be contrasted with the message of Am Yisrael, the idea of pure monotheism, the idea that there is only one God who is all-powerful and controls everything. And you see it most clearly in the way in which Balak turns to Bilam and says to him, Ki adati et asher tevarech nevarach asher ta'or you are, and we pointed out at the end of class last time that pasuk is clearly a reference to the promise to Avram Avinu, v'avarcham v'vachecho mekalelcha a'or, and the fact that Balak, uses that terminology in reference to Bilam in the reverse, kind of sets up the showdown, as it were. Now, the next part of the story is not directly related to what we want to say. I could jump right to Bilam's Nevuot and see what Bilam said and show how Bilam was kind of forced into the situation in which he became the mouthpiece for proclaiming the truth that he sought so hard to deny. But I think it's worth reading through the story in between to get an insight into Bilam's thinking and to how he wound up in a situation where he became that mouthpiece. So let's pick it up from where we left off, which is Bamidbar Chaf Bet, and we'll start from Pasuk Zayin. Vayelchu Ziknei Moav v'Ziknei Midian. Remember, Midian was apparently the ally of Moab, so they went together. Uksamim biyadam, and here you see that they brought ksamim, they brought the tools of magic to Bilam, clearly indicating the type of thinking that they had here. Vayavoh el Bilam, vayidabru elav zivrei Balak. Vayomer alehem, linu fo halayla, vashivoti etchem davar kasher yidaber Hashem elai, vayishvu sarei Moab im Bilam. Again, it's rather unusual for a non-Jew to use the four-letter name of God. Showing us that Bilam indeed has some unique perception and unique understanding. And he seems here, at the first glance, Bilam seems to be quite pious even. He says, listen, I'll ask Hashem and we'll see what he says. Vayavor Elokim el Bilam, vayomer, mi ha'anashim ha'ele imach. Vayomer Bilam el ha'elokim. Balak ben Tzippor melech Moab shalach elai. Hinei ha'am hayotzei mimitzrayim, vayichas et ein ha'aretz, ata lecha kava liyoto, ulai uchal lihilachim bo v'gerashtiv. So Bilam explains to Hashem, as it were, listen, you know, the people came to me and they bring me this message, they want me to go and curse this nation that has come out of Mitzrayim so that they can defeat them on the battlefield. Vayomer Elokim el Bilam, Lo teleich imahem, lo ta'or et ha'am, ki varuch hu. Hashem gives Bilam a three-part answer. First of all, two very clear commands, and an even more clear explanation. Lo teleich imahem, v'lo ta'or et ha'am. Why shall you not go with them? Because that's which task which you are being asked to do is something that you cannot do. You know why? Lo ta'or ta'am ki varuchu. It's like trying to burn water. I already said to Abraham, v'heyei bracha. You don't understand, Bilam. Whatever you can accomplish in terms of manipulating brachot and klalot and focusing spiritual forces here or there, whatever power that you may have is irrelevant when it comes to these people. These people are the source of bracha. They are my representative on earth. They are the ones who bring bracha to all mankind. How can you curse bracha? It's impossible. Don't even try. And therefore, don't go with the people. So in Pasuk Yud Gimel, let's see what Bilam does. And notice, again, on the surface, he looks great. Vayakom Bilam baboker. Vayomer el sharei Balak. L'chu elai tzichem. Sorry, guys. Go home. Ki me'ein Hashem l'titi halochi machem. Sorry, I can't go with you. If you look closely, however, we'll notice that although Bilam seems, and in fact actually does, I shouldn't take it away from him, actually does refuse to go as Hashem commanded him, and tells the people in very clear terms to get it, he doesn't give them the entire story. If you look at what Hashem said to Bilam, and then you turn and see what Bilam reported to the Sarei Balak, what did he say and what didn't he say? Yeah, Dina?
He didn't say why he can't go with him.
Right. He said Hashem says I'm not allowed to go with you, which is true. But he doesn't explain why. Hashem told him why. Why lo telechi mahem? Lo taratam ki baruchu. He didn't tell him that. Why not?
Then they won't come back.
They won't come back. Well, why do you want them to come back? He's not allowed to go anyway. Okay. They came to him because he has a reputation, right? His reputation is he can do anything, right? His reputation Hashem just told him that's not true. I think what Shimson Feller's point is out. He didn't want to necessarily make clear exactly what was going on. He didn't want to admit it to them. Perhaps he didn't fully admit it to himself either. And therefore, since he didn't explain to them why he refuses, other than the fact that Hashem, maybe, so he's leaving all sorts of options open, and you'll see that that's exactly how Balak took it. Vayakumu, Pasuk Yudalit, Vayakumu Sarei Moav, Vayavo El Balak, Vayomru, Me'ein Bilam Halochi Manu. So they came back to Balak, and they said, Bilam refuses to go with us. They already left out the part that it comes from Hashem. Maybe they didn't believe it. Maybe they didn't understand what that means. All they were told Balak is he won't come. So Balak figures, I guess I have to sweeten the offer. Vayosef od Balak, shloach sarim rabim v'nichpadim me'ele. Maybe he was offended that I sent a small delegation of, you know, mid-level delegation, like they say. I got to send important people. I got to send a large delegation. Don't refuse. I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. I'll make it worth your while. Kavod, everything you want. Vayan Bilam, again, look at the piety here. Vayan Bilam vayomer l'avdei Balak. Imitain li Balak melo veito kesef v'zahav. Lo ucha lavor pi Hashem Elokai lasok tanal gola. He says to them, you don't seem to understand. It's not up to me. You could offer me all the money in the world. It doesn't matter. I am dependent on Hashem. That sounds very, very frum, right? Very pious. But then he goes on, you know what? He says, you know what? I'll go ask him again. I'll ask Hashem again. Why is he asking Hashem again? Didn't Hashem tell him very clearly, this whole mission that they're asking you to do is something that not only am I not going to allow you to do, the mission is something that cannot be done. He was already told, Lo ta'ora ta'am, Ki baruchu. The whole thing is absurd. And yet Bilam doesn't seem to fully internalize that, right? That's what I mean when I say, I'm not sure if he was hiding it from them or hiding it from himself. Let me ask Hashem again. Maybe if I ask it a different way, again, the mentality of a kosem. Maybe if I push the right buttons. Maybe if I present it the right way. Maybe if I do it at the right time. Maybe if I know how to manipulate certain things. Maybe it'll work out. And Chazal tell us, "Baderech she'adam rotzel eleich molichin oto." I think Rashi quotes it on this pasuk. "Vayavo Elokim el Bilam laila, vayomer lo, im likro lecha ba'al anashim kum leich itam." Indeed, last time Hashem told him not to go. This time Hashem tells him, "Go." "Va'ach et ha'davar asher adaber elai, oto ta'aseh." I'm sorry? The quote from Chazal, "Baderech she'adam rotzel eleich molichin oto." Right? And if Hashem takes you where you want to go. You want to walk down the road of chet and avera. So eventually, Hashem is going to allow you to do that. Rashi quotes it. How can Hashem say to him, "Kum lechita"? In a minute, we'll see what that pasuk I think really means. But on the surface, already Hashem said, "Okay, you really want to go? Fine, you can go. But just realize you're going to have to do what I tell you to do." But then what happens next is very strange. Pasuk Kafalif. Vayakum Bilam Baboker, Vayachavosh et Atono, Vayelech im Sarei Moav, Vayichar at Elokim ki Holechu. Hashem gets so angry at him for going. I don't understand. Didn't Hashem already tell him he's allowed to go? And even if you say, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what did he say? All right, I'll suggest something a little bit different. See, what exactly? What do you mean by that? Pi Hashem and Ratzon Hashem. What does that mean? Hashem says one thing but means something else. No, but I think that's exactly the point. Look, let's say I did that to my kid. Let's say my kid really, really, really wants to do something, right? You all know what it is. You all know when your parents are saying yes with a whole heart and when they're saying yes with a half a heart, right? But if your parent says, "Listen, I'm not happy about it, but I'm not going to stop you, go ahead," right? So, and then the parent gives conditions even. "All right, you really want to go to that party? I really don't think you should be going to that party. But if you want so badly, I'm not happy about it, but I'm not going to stop you. Just you better not do anything you shouldn't be doing when you get to the party," right? So you know that the parents don't really want you to go to the party. It's true. But on the other hand, if you go to the party and don't do anything wrong once you're there, they can't really get angry at you. They can be disappointed and all that. They already told you they weren't happy. But could you, if your mom says that to you, and you say, "Thanks, Mom, run upstairs, get dressed," and then you come down and your mother says, "Where do you think you're going?" "I'm going to the party." "Who said you could go to the party?" "What do you mean who said?" "You said, right?" Hashem already gave Bilam permission. "All right, you want to go? Fine, go. But be careful what you do when you get there." And then the next thing we read, "Vayichar af Elokim ki holechu." What do you mean you should have gotten the hint? Hashem said you're allowed to go. Fine. Listen, what do you mean? Hashem can be pressured? Hashem gave him permission. I understand Hashem's not happy about it, but he's angry. No. Bechira Chofshi means you can either listen to God's command or disobey God's command. Here, God gave him, by the way, not only permission, it almost sounds as if, almost as if it was a command. Kum lech. Kum lech. And next thing I know, Vayichar af Hashem, ki olech. Well, he's not there yet.
No. The conditions just said, if the first thing says, if they come to call you, then go with them.
Oh, what does that mean, im l'krolecha? Excellent. What does that mean? Im l'krolecha. Okay, so let me give you what I think Pshat is here, okay? Listen up. And I think this is what Chazal means and what Rashi means when he quotes the Chazal here, that Baderech she'adam rotzel eleich molichin oto. Go back to the first time Hashem spoke to Bilam about this topic. Remember, Hashem told Bilam two things originally. lo teilechim ahem velo ta'or et ha'am. Notice, as we already pointed out, that when Bilam repeated it to the people, to the messengers of Balak, he only repeated part of it, right? He said to them, I'm not allowed to go. And from that, they got the impression that the issue was Bilam either isn't allowed or doesn't really want to go with us. And they came back to Balak and they said, Bilam doesn't want to come here. So Balak starts, without explaining why, without explaining that the issue is, not that if you invite him over for dinner he won't come, that's not the point. The point is, the reason Bilam really is not able to come is because what you want him to do is something that he cannot do. In fact, it's something that cannot be done. But that was not told to Balak, because Bilam did not disclose that information. All Bilam said is, I will not go, I cannot go. And so Balak tries to convince him to come. He starts sending important dignitaries. He starts offering him all sorts of rewards. And the people come back and they say, come with us, come with us, come with us. And Bilam is now put into a more difficult situation, because he really wants to go, and Hashem told him not to go. So Hashem, he goes back to Hashem the second time. This is where Baderach Shadam Otzelelech. Hashem says to him, listen, last time you came to me, I explained to you, don't go with them. Not like you repeated it to them. I don't really care if you go with them. You want to go on a trip to Moab? Have a nice time. Moab's a beautiful country. If that's what you want to do, im likro lecha ha'anashim, ba'u ha'anashim, right? They came to invite you to Moab, and you'd like to go on a trip, you've never seen that part of the world, you want to go visit Moab? But just realize that when you get there, you're not going to be able to do anything that I don't allow you to do. So if you're pushing this point, why can't I go to Moab? Why can't I go to Moab? Right? You want to go to Moab? Go to Moab. But the main part of my original message, Lo ta'or ta'am ki baruchu, that remains. So if Bilam were to come back down and said, listen, fellows, this curse thing that you want me to do is not going to happen. If Balak wants me to come because he wants Bilam ben Beor to show up in Moab, I'm happy to come. But realize when I get there, I'm not going to be able to do what you want. Then that would have been fine. But that's not what he did. Vayakum Bilam baboker vayachavoshet atono. And some of the Mepharshim see a parallel here to somebody else who got up in the morning. Right? Vayashkeim Avraham baboker. Right? He's enthusiastic. Right? Only for the opposite reason that Avraham was. So that's why vayicharat Elokim ki holechu. It's not that he's going. Had he gone for the reasons that he was given permission to go, so fine. But Bilam hears what he wants to hear, interprets it the way he wants to interpret it, and Bilam is headed straight for disaster from his perspective. Bilam is headed straight into the trap that his own ego has laid for him. And Hashem has already made it clear to him that this is not, that he's, what he's going there to try to do is something that cannot be done. Yes, Michal. Oh, so let's see what happens next. Hashem actually, you're right, Hashem in fact is going to still try to stop him. Hashem is going to try to get him to do tshuva before it's too late. I'm suggesting, no, he's not angry. I'm suggesting that Hashem is angry not at Bilam's actions, but at his intentions. Alright? I'm suggesting that the reason Vayicharaf Elokim, in other words, if all it said was Kum Lechi time, and he goes, I don't see how Hashem can be angry. But Hashem stuck in that caveat, Im Likro Lecha Ba'u Anashim. If the issue here is that they invited you to come visit Moab, and that's why you want to go, then you can go. But realize that when you get there, you have to follow my command. Bilam gets up in the morning with a very different intention, and that's why Hashem is angry that he's going. But even so, God doesn't punish him yet. Hashem tries to get him to realize before it's too late that he's walking into something that he can't, that he's going to, at some point, not be able to turn back from. Right? Yes, you did.
It doesn't
say what his reasons are.
No, but if anything, I would think he's just going to visit the mosque.
Why in the world would you think that? Being that they came to him with an invitation.
No,
not the dome.
The second time they didn't know
it. No. Look at the second time. When they came back the second time, go back to Pasuk Yudzayin. Ki chabed achabed chamaod v'chol shetumai lai eseh ulechana kavali et amazeh. The invitation was not because we'd like you to visit Moab. You're coming here for a reason. And he never clarified to them, listen, you want me to come for dinner? I'm happy to take your invitation, but don't think I'm going to be able to curse you. He left that out. He gets up in the morning, let's go, guys. I have permission. We're going. Okay?
Since he hasn't clarified anything, we can presume he's agreed to their request, which was to actually go.
Right. Now watch what happens. Yeah.
How do you have to clarify that to others? You just said you have to do that for yourself.
Okay. But if he knows it for himself, and they have certain expectations of him, right? If he realizes full well that he's not going to be able to meet those expectations, why is he going? They said the second time also, come and curse the people, and he says, okay, let's go. He's walking into a situation where it's all going to blow up in his face. So Hashem tries to do. Michal's upset that it looks like Hashem's manipulating Bilam into a trap. Not at all. Look what happens next. So Vayichar Pasuk of that, Hashem tries to stop him. Bechirah Chofshit clearly here. And not only that, well, let's read what happens here. I have a nice little, I'm not sure if it's Pshat or Drash what I'm going to say now. It's maybe somewhere on the borderline, but I think it's nice. You'll tell me if you like it. Look what happens next. Na'ichar at Elokim ki holechu. Vayityatzev malach Hashem baderech lisatan lo. So a malach stands in the way to block him. V'urochev al atono u'shnei ni'aravimo. Again, the parallel to Avram, riding on donkey, two ni'arim. Natere ha'aton et malach Hashem nitzav baderech v'charbo shrufa biyado. Vateit ha'aton min haderech v'telech basadeh. Vayach bil'am et ha'aton. And a lot's been said here about how Bilam is supposed to be this great seer, this great visionary, and here the donkey sees, and he can't even see, right? Okay, so the malach is standing on the derech, the aton turns off the derech into the sadeh. And Bilam doesn't understand, so he hits the aton. Vayamod malach Hashem b'mish'ol hakramim, gader mizeh v'gader mizeh. So the donkey turned off into the sadeh, and the malach stands in the mish'ol hakramim, the path between the vineyards. Have you ever seen vineyards where grapes grow? They're often tightly packed. And there's these narrow passageways between. Gader mizeh v'gader mizeh. So the donkey's walking into this narrow passageway, and the malach is there. Batzeh ha'aton et malach Hashem, batilachet telakir. The donkey gets scared, presses against the wall. Katzilchatzit regil Bilam elakir, Bilam's leg gets pressed against the wall. Vayosef lahakotah, and Bilam still beats the donkey. Vayosef malach Hashem avor, vayamod b'makom tsar, asher ein derech lintot yamin u'smol. So then the malach stood in a very narrow place, can't turn right or left. Vatere ha'aton et malach Hashem. Vatirbatz tachet Bilam, the donkey just sits down, not moving. Because he can't. The malach is in front of him with the cherev, and there's no way to turn. So the donkey sits down. Vayichar af Bilam vayachet ha'aton b'makel. That's really beating the donkey. Vayiftach Hashem epi ha'aton. Actually, you know what? Before we get to this part. So, I always wondered when I read these psukim, what's going on here? I mean, I get the basic point. You know, the malach is there and the donkey keeps turning away and the donkey sees and Bilam doesn't see him. Bilam gets angry and he's moving away and he starts pressing him in the wall, but there's all these details here. the Mishal HaKramim and the Sadeh and the Regel, I said to myself, there must be some symbolism here. This must mean something. Again, yeah, the climax is when the donkey starts speaking. But here's the half shot and half drash, okay? Let's look at the psukim here. I want to suggest that there's a lot of symbolism in the path, and again, Hashem is trying to get a message to Bilam. If only Bilam will recognize the error of his ways, he can do tshuva, and he can say to the guys, you know what, listen, I have to tell you something. I'm coming with you to Moab, but the cursing thing is off. I can't do that, I won't do that, and if you prefer, I'll just turn around and go home right now. He could still avert disaster. And Bilam is so psyched with his own ego, and he's so happy that he's, you know, able to save his reputation, and he thinks he's going to be able to go there and somehow pull this off. Hashem's trying to get Bilam a message. So listen to this. Let's go back and read this psukim again. First of all, we have Vatera ha'aton et malach Hashem nitzav baderech mecharbo shlufa biyado vateit ha'aton min haderech vatelech basadeh. The donkey turns off the derech and goes into the sadeh. What is the difference between a derech and a sadeh? A derech, what? Takes you someplace, right?
Yeah.
Why was Hashem angry at Bilam? Ayi charaf Hashem ki holechu, right? Bilam thinks that he can go places. Symbolically here. Bilam thinks he can take himself places. Bilam thinks that he can control his own destiny. Again, this is quasi-Jewish. Hashem is trying to explain to Bilam symbolically, metaphorically, you're not a holech. You as a human being cannot determine where you go. But that doesn't mean, that you are, you know, just an object. You cannot be on a derech, Bilam, but you can be in a sadeh. What's a sadeh? A sadeh doesn't take you anywhere. Don't go anywhere. But a sadeh is a field of productivity. You can work in a sadeh, and you can accomplish something. You can produce. So the donkey turns off of the derech into the sadeh to try to give Bilam a message. Don't try to be a holech. Don't think that you can go where you want to go. If you're going to a place that Hashem has told you you cannot go, and here Hashem's given him permission to go to the physical place, but you know how we say colloquially, you know, don't go there, someone starts talking about something, you know, don't go there, or let's not go there, or sometimes people use the imagery of space to refer to ideas, you know. I'm just not in the same place you are, right? Bilam's trying to go to a certain place, metaphorically. Hashem gave him permission to travel to the geographic location of Moab. But the place that Bilam wants to go is a place that he cannot go. So Hashem says to him, I'm angry at you for being a holech. Turn off the derech. Turn into the sadeh. You can work, you can accomplish, you can do much in this world. You have powers, Bilam. You have abilities. And you can use them. But only in a way I allow you to. Not in the derech, only in the sadeh. Sadeh, again, it's not a derech. You don't travel through a sadeh. It's stationary. But a sadeh is a place in which you can accomplish things. Bilam has abilities, he wants to use them. Hashem says, besadeh. You can accomplish. In a sadeh, if you don't plant, nothing grows. If you plow and you plant and you work, things grow. A sadeh is a place of productivity. It's just not a road. The next place, when Bilam doesn't get the message, the donkey takes him to the Mish'ol HaKramim. Gader Mizeh, Gader Mizeh. So first of all, the imagery here. He starts off on the derech into the Sadeh. Sadeh is a wide open place. Can't go anywhere, right? You can just run around in a Sadeh. It doesn't take you anywhere, but it's wide open. And he takes him into the Mish'ol HaKramim. Gader Mizeh, Gader Mizeh. The walls are narrowing in on him. Bilam, you're running out of time. If you don't get the message soon, sooner or later you're going to be stuck. Right? So, first of all, the physical imagery of the walls moving in. But also, these particular walls, why Mish'ol HaKramim? Why Kerem? Why didn't you take him to an olive grove, or a forest, or I don't know, or a crack in a rock, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was in a Nikrat HaTzur. Why Mish'ol HaKramim? What does a Kerem symbolize? In Yana Dioma. What's a Kerem?
Wine.
What's wine? What's Bilam saying? Wine could be simcha, but wine can also be something else. Right? Bilam, you're drunk. What's drunk, right? A person who's drunk has imbibed something which distorts his judgment. What's Bilam drunk on? Right. He's not drunk on wine, he's drunk on arrogance, he's drunk on his greed for power, his greed for honor. And Hashem's taking him to a kerem to say, you are drunk. You are under the influence. And therefore you're making, right? You can't even drive your donkey straight, right? You are, you're DWI, Galam. you've got to sober up. He doesn't get the message. So then, the donkey gets more crowded, and Bilam begins to feel the pressure. But what part of Bilam's body, particularly, the Torah goes out of the way to tell us, it doesn't say Vatilchat Bilam Elakir, and he got pressed against the wall. Specifically, what part of his body?
Regular.
His regel, his leg. Why? What's Hashem angry at? He's a holek, right? And Hashem says to him, you're not supposed to be holek. So Hashem crushes his leg. Don't you get it? You can't walk. You can't go. Don't think you can control your destiny. And finally, when that doesn't work, he still refuses to get the message. The donkey takes him into a makom tzar. Asher ein derech, again that word? Ein derech, v'ntot yamin u'smol. There are no options left. You can't go right, you can't go left. All you can do is conceive the feet and turn around. Last chance. Bilam refuses to get the message. And then the donkey speaks. So I am now up to Pasuk Chafchet. Vayiftach Hashem et pi ha'ato. Now the donkey begins to speak. Vatomer leBilam, me asiti lecha. The donkey says to him, you know, what did I do to you? Ki kitani zeh shalosh regalim. And Bilam is so, imagine that, like your animal started talking to you. Right? Bilam, you'd expect him to get freaked out, right? He's so angry, he doesn't even notice, it seems. He starts yelling back at him. What do you mean? who do you think you are, you disobedient animal? Atoma ha'aton, the donkey protests. El Bilam, halo anochi atoncha, asher rechavta alayim yodchad hayom hazeh, ha'haskein hiskanti lasot lechako. The donkey says to him, oh yeah? What do you mean? Have I ever been? I'm a good donkey. I never caused you any trouble before. Right? And Bilam is so wrapped up, he doesn't even realize what's happening. Right? It's unbelievable. It's almost comical. Yeah.
I just feel like this whole thing was in blind.
I think so. I think the Rambam says that. Yeah.
What?
That it was it didn't really happen. That it was a nevuah of some sort or a vision. That's not the point, though. What? I said. I think the Rambam says that. Yeah. But that's not the point. Shh. It's not the point at all. The point here is the message that the Torah is telling us. The message that Hashem is trying to get to Bilam. So finally, nothing else works. Vayigal Hashem et eini Bilam. Vayar Malach Hashem nitzav baderech. Again, that word, Malach nitzav baderech. Vecharbo shlufa biyado. Vayikod vayishtachu leapav. Vayom elav Malach Hashem amah hikita tatoncha zeh shalosh regalim. What are you hitting the poor donkey for? Hinei anochi atati lesatan ki erat haderech lenegdi. What do you mean? What do you want from the poor donkey? I didn't let him go. I was standing here with the sword. Batirani ha'aton batayit lefanai zeh shalosh regalim. Ulai natitami panai ki ata gam otcha haragti bota chayeti. Don't kill her, the poor donkey. It's not her fault. I should kill you. You said if you had a sword, you'd kill her. Guess what? I do have a sword. A little poetic license, no? So now all of a sudden, Bilam says, whoa, 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 whoa. Vayomer Bilam imalach Hashem chatati, ki lo yadati, ki ata nitzav likrati badarech. Sorry, I didn't realize. That time, Rabbi Necha Ashuvali. Now Bilam says, okay, you know what? I think maybe I'll just go home. I realize now this is a bad idea, so I'll just be going now. See you, bye. And the Malach says, no, no, no. Too late. You had your chances, Bilam. But even now, Michal, even now, what does Hashem tell him? What does the Malach tell him? You've lost your opportunity to exit from this gracefully. You've lost the opportunity. You had many opportunities to do the right thing and to not get involved or to refuse to be involved. It's too late for that. Now, Leichim Anashim, you must continue on. Ve'efes et hadavar asher adaber yilecha oto tadaber. You're going to say only that which I tell you to say. And even now, perhaps, at the last minute, Bilam could still, at this point he's humiliated, but he could still show up and say, listen, Balak, it's not going to work. And we'll see that even now, he doesn't say.
He just said he has to go.
He has to go, but he doesn't say, he said when you get there, you say what I say. He goes, but he can get there and tell him the things that he hasn't told him already. Hashem already told him, I can't curse the people. Right? Still doesn't do that. So, Vayishma Balak kiva Bilam, Vayitzei likrato el ir Moav, asher argvul anon, asher bekseh agvul. So Balak comes out. Balak already learned his mistake. You know, you don't mess with this guy's ego. You got to show him kavod. So Balak, the king himself, is standing at the border waiting. Vayomer Balak el Bilam. He says to him, you know, hello, shalach shalachte lai likrolach. Lama lo alachte lai haunam lo uchal kabdecha. Vayomer Bilam el Balak. Neivati elecha ata. Hayachol uchal daber muma hadavar asher yasim elokim b'fi oto adaber. So here Bilam does acknowledge, listen, I'm only going to be able to say what Hashem wants me to say. And you know what? I think we'll stop here.